Hello, Lindsay.
Hello, Moby.
Hello, Bagel.
Hello, Moby.
So, okay, we're going to do something really different on this episode. On this episode, I think we're going to try something. Bagel's playing with a ball.
Which is also different. Not how we normally start.
So allow me to set the scene for today's episode. Well, right now the scene is we're sitting here talking.
Yeah, but it's going to change.
So we, in the last year or so, on a few occasions, we've written what I hope are funny and or engaging songs.
We've written some songs and it was fun. We had fun. It was easy. We had a nice time doing it.
We wrote a space alien song, country western song, sad song. Mm-hmm. So we had this idea that you would write lyrics and they'd be very general lyrics. Mm-hmm. And then I would write the music and I would keep the music very neutral.
And the lyrics would be so neutral.
Yeah, neutral and general. And we would then ask our friends to do versions however they wanted to do it of this song. So we rented this weird old theater in Hollywood. We don't know its history, but there were tubas all over the place.
There were antique tubas and glass cases everywhere, and everything was covered in a sort of red velvet-esque, it was very, very weird.
Maybe this theater used to be a burlesque theater. Maybe it was a used car lot. No one knows, but a strange, strange place. We invited our friends. We ordered a bunch of vegan pizza and vegan cupcakes. Oh, and most importantly, you and I went to a costume shop and got the cheapest disco costumes we could possibly get. Because if you're going to rent a burlesque theater in rainy Hollywood on a Saturday and ask your friends to do a version of a song, just goes without saying that you kind of need to wear the cheapest disco costumes you can find.
It's the most obvious, like, A to B logical
disco costume
solution, yeah.
So without further ado, let's go to this strange former burlesque theater with tubas and cases, and let's see what our friends do with this song that you and I have written.
An exploration of creativity in tuba land.
And here's a spoiler alert. The show ends with a big 1990s style disco version of the song. We invited all our friends on stage for a dance party. So even if everything else is unbelievably awkward, it does end with a big crazy celebration.
That might potentially be the most awkward part of the whole thing.
It involves me dancing, so by definition it will be awkward.
I dance like a baby. All right.
Bagel. So we wore disco costumes. Bagel wore her special fancy disco robe. So, okay, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Let's go to that weird theater in Hollywood and see what happens.
Let's go.
Okay, so welcome to this strange apocalyptic live version of Moby Pod. And when I sent out the invitation to a lot of people, there was confusion. Some people thought they were going to be asked to perform. Some people thought this was a contest that was going to make them have to get on stage and be uncomfortable. And that's exactly what's going to happen. If I told you otherwise, I lied.
I hope you all prepared something.
Yeah, and what's going to happen is, it's basically what we're doing is we're recreating your worst nightmare, where you're going to be unprepared, brought on stage and stripped naked, and we're just going to sit here and stare. So here's what we're doing. So Lindsay and I started Moby Pod about
a year ago. Some change.
And during that time, we've written some songs. We wrote a song about space aliens. I think Lindsay wrote a song about heartbreak.
Country.
And usually the songs involve us writing and singing the songs. And we had this idea, what if we write a very simple song and ask other people to interpret it however they want? So that's what we're doing tonight, is some of our favorite friends and performers are going to interpret a song. Lindsay wrote the lyrics. I wrote the music, and we kept it as simple as possible and as open to interpretation as possible, and that the way it's being interpreted has no relation to the original song itself, which is fantastic. Do you want to hear the original song?
But wait, before we do, let me just say, there is something on the line for our performers.
Prizes. Yeah, prizes. See the table back there? And I know that a lot of people who are listening this is not a visual experience, but there's a table in the middle of the stage. It's draped, and underneath the burgundy drape are prizes that Lindsay has either made, curated, or regifted. And everyone performing gets a prize.
But, you know, we'll decide who gets what after we've seen what they're doing.
Yeah. So no one knows, except for Lindsay and I, what's under the burgundy drape. You know what else no one knows? What the song is actually about. I was having dinner with Laura and Darren, who are performing later, and they're like, what's this song about? And I was like, you have to wait until the end of tonight's show for us to reveal what the song is actually about. And the last thing I'll say is, at the end of the night, we're going to have a Friday night disco party, even though we're recording this on a Saturday. So Lindsay and I made a fun, big, ridiculous electronic disco version. And you guys are welcome to come on stage and dance.
Yeah, so Moby is now going to do the original version of the song. It's like the most basic version that we sent to our performers just to tell them what the chords were so that they could have something to go off of. So this is the original.
I'm locking the door, but I know I'll be back. I have places to go, gotta find what I lack. Wherever I go, I won't be alone. The path isn't long, you get what you need. We know what you want. Just tell us your dreams. Tell us your dreams. Second verse. You and me now, we walk the same way. It's obvious now, today is our day. 'Cause wherever I go, I won't be alone. The path isn't long, you get what you need. We know what you want, just tell us your dreams. Tell us your dreams. So that's what we sent to the performers with the direction that there is no direction. To either be inspired by that or to be filled with loathing for what I just played, to have contempt or love or disregard for every aspect of that. To that end, should we invite our first performer on stage?
Yes, I would love Shani Rose. Yeah.
And also, what we're hoping to do, Shani, if this is okay with you, we'd like to have a little conversation with you while you're sitting over there.
Sure.
So you have... Sure. Two children.
I have two children.
A 1 and a 3-year-old.
Yes.
Yep. And so tonight is a big night out because they're not here.
They're not here. Yep. No one needs me for something.
And also an interesting bit of trivia that I found interesting is Jonathan Nesvadba, who's doing the sound, you guys knew each other from college.
School,
which is
yeah.
crazy because Shani came to us from our friend Aaron, whose company distributes this podcast.
Which I
also
know.
And when I told
know.
Jonathan yeah. that Shani was, he was like, wait, we lived together. So that was fun.
So you're going to play. And yes. by the way, during the sound check, you sounded beautiful. So I'm excited to hear it again.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. This is so fun. And I haven't done this in so long. And
It sounded very professional and amazing when you did your sound check.
I miss it sometimes. I mom hard every day and it's great. And it's also great to fill my cup musically and be able to do the things I love as well. So this is part of that. So
okay,
thank
great.
You guys.
Thank you.
All right. So I renamed this Places to Go and I added a bunch of things and made it mean something to me. So...
Locking the door, I know I'll be back. A place is to go, gotta find what I like. Saying goodbye to this home, but I don't feel alone. I have places to go. Ooh, ooh, ooh. can't get enough, and I need to be done. This air isn't clean, you're no good for my lungs. Saying goodbye to this home, but I don't feel alone. I have places to go. You get what you need when you listen to your dreams. The path ain't much longer. Hey, when you know. You get what you need. The path ain't much longer. I've got places to go. You and me now walk the same way. It's obvious that we're changing our fate. Loosening our hold, but we don't feel alone. We have places to go. Hey, you get what you need when you listen to your dreams. The path ain't much longer. When you know what you want, you get what you need. The path ain't much longer. I have places to go. Places to go.
First, a statement. Thank you so much. That was truly amazing. Beautiful.
So great. So I do want to know, when you got the song, what was your experience of deciding what you wanted to do with it?
So I listened to it and I kind of put the lyrics out on like a Google Doc, and I thought about what feels authentic and good for me, because I have no time now. I'm like, okay, if I'm gonna do something, I want it to be fun and something that I'm gonna love and genuine. So I was like, I feel like it needs to be in 6/8, and I was just like, something soulful, something that feels good on the piano. I come from like a jazz piano background and bluesy stuff, so yeah, that was kind of just natural. And then I took some of the lyrics as is, and then I added more, and it kind of just, it was very easy. It just kind of came out, and I loved the places to go line, and I was like, I'm just going to roll with that. And then, it was a very awesomely fun experience. So thank you for the inspiration.
Well, thank you. That was such a beautiful start. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
How are you feeling?
I feel really, really good. That it's so funny because, I mean, I had no idea what anyone was going to bring, obviously. And that was just so beautiful. I mean, how could I even have expected something like that? Which brings me to our next performer, Natalie Holmes.
Natalie, please
join us.
So this, I need to contextualize. how we asked you to do this.
Please do.
So, Lindsay is Bagel's mom. I am Bagel's littermate. And Lindsay decided that Bagel should do agility training.
I thought obedience training would be boring. It turns out maybe I started in the wrong order.
Yeah. But on the way there, we were discussing who's performing. And I said, wouldn't it be amazing if we had some sort of kind of comedic, interpretive, spoken word version of the song? And Lindsay called you. And I was like, there's no way she's going to come and do this show. And then lo and behold, here you are.
This was yesterday at
5 p.m.
Yeah, something like that. Natalie and I went to college together at Texas State. Eat 'em up, cats.
Eat 'em up.
And Natalie is a phenomenal comedian.
Thank you, Moby.
You're welcome.
And actor and performer and writer and all of the things.
Thank you, Lindsay.
But also works for the Trevor Project. Big, big round of applause for the Trevor Project. So basically, Natalie was just down to clown.
So I was thinking maybe I could accompany you with interpretive guitar.
Like a stand-up bass guitar.
That feels really good to me.
Really? Okay, and if it's
that's
terrible.
That's a yes for me, Moby.
If it's terrible, just stop me and be like, you know, just stop.
Can so I say it like that?
So just like it's so familiar. I've heard it so many times in my life. It's like from parents, people I've dated. Just stop. Yeah.
It would be an honor to have you
okay,
join
well,
me.
Well, here we go. I'll use my vocal mic as the guitar mic. And again, if it's terrible, I do apologize. Oh, boy.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Okay. How do you feel?
Like Maya Angelou at Deaf Poetry Jam. Oh, I like that. I'm locking the door, but I know I'll be back. I have places to go. Gotta find what I lack. Wherever I go, I won't be alone. Wherever I go, I won't be alone. The path isn't long. You get what you need. I know what you want. Just tell me your dreams. Just tell me your dreams. Your nightmares. Your fantasies. Baby, please. Tell me your dreams. Walk the same way. It's obvious now. Today is our day. It's our day. Wherever I go, I won't be alone. Wherever I go, I won't be alone. Dig it.
That was amazing.
That was amazing. Did I ruin it?
It happened. No, I liked it.
It felt kind of right.
Yeah. It was like a tickle. I liked it.
And then, of course, okay, because don't you have a show coming up?
I do. I have a show. Well, I don't know when this is coming out, so that show may have already happened. But okay. I have stand-up comedy happening on Monday. Sherman Oaks Tavern.
Great.
7:30.
Sweet.
Please be there.
Yeah, and we've got a giant audience here, right?
Yeah, okay. For anyone listening, we'll put all of these performers' socials in the show notes. So if you like them, go to the show notes and you'll find their information.
I take issue with one thing. You said if you like them. It's a given, everyone will love every performer.
Yes, 100%. That's what I meant. That's, you know, that was the subtext. I mean, I can't believe you just showed up and did that. We were texting
so
about it last night and you were like, you're like, no, I get it. I know exactly what I'm gonna do. It's clear. It's very clear to me. It was amazing.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for wearing these matching Saturday Night Fever lounge wears with disco neck. Oh my gosh. It's too much. It's too much and it's not enough and it's everything. So, you know, thank you. Thank you.
Amazing.
All.
Thanks, Natalie.
And can you stay around for the disco party at the end?
I'm there.
Okay.
Yay.
Great.
This is so fun.
So, audience, how are we feeling? Good?
Okay. That's a good sound.
Yeah. Lindsay, how are you feeling?
I feel really good. You know what they don't tell you about these kinds of suits?
Is how comfortable they are?
They're very hot.
Oh.
It's very warm inside of here. There's just so much fabric. But other than that, I feel really good. How do you feel?
I feel good. I mean, surrounded by friends. Mm-hmm. I've got a belly full of vegan pizza and vegan cupcakes. Mm-hmm. Bagel is sleeping and resting peacefully. Mm-hmm. We have amazing performers.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm used to, when someone asks, how am I doing? I'm used to thinking like, well, here's what's wrong. I mean, outside in the rest of the world, multiple apocalypses are unfolding. But in here, this is nice, right?
Yeah, this is a nice place to be, I think, on
okay.
a Saturday.
Good. Then, so this is like the antidote to the apocalypse. This would be a kind of an interesting screenplay. Like people come to some sort of like strange, improvised, friendly, welcoming, ridiculous performance night. And meanwhile, outside, zombies are eating each other's faces.
Yeah, I would love to see that. Yeah. Okay. We have another group, a crew, really.
We have Laura Dawn, Free Dominguez, Darren Murphy. Where are you guys? Okay. So once again, so Laura and Darren and I had a band together called The Little Deaths. And there's an interesting bit of trivia. You know who our background singer was? Lizzie Grant from Albany, New York.
Lizzie Grant?
Do you know who that is? Lana Del Rey. She was our background singer.
That's wild.
And Laura and Darren and I play music together almost every chance we can, whether it's in like a backyard. We went on tour together. They were also in one of my favorite bands of all time, Renee Risque and the Art Lovers. And Free Dominguez has, are you still doing Kidney Thieves, or is that in the past?
Kind of. But
okay, sorry, I don't mean to,
yeah, no.
Did I bring up something uncomfortable?
No. I just was like, are we still making music?
Okay.
But yes, I still do music.
Yeah, Free Dominguez and makes her own amazing records. And Laura and Darren are also phenomenal political activists. They're currently making a movie about Christian fundamentalism and how it's going to end democracy in the United States. Darren, what's the tempo again? Can I accompany?
I'm locking the door, but I know we'll be back. I have places to go just to find what I lack. Wherever I go, I won't be alone. Wherever I go, I won't be alone. Wherever I go, I won't be alone. I won't be alone. The same way. It's obvious now that today is our day. Oh, wherever I go, I won't be alone. Wherever I go, I won't be alone. Wherever I go, I won't be alone. I won't be alone. The path isn't long. You get what you need. You know what you want. Dreams. The path isn't long. You get what you need. We know what you want. Just tell us. Tell us all. When we know we won't be alone. Wherever I go, I 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 won't be alone.
Thank you guys, that was amazing.
That was so fun.
So the original idea for the song, as mentioned, was to write something very neutral. Three chords. straightforward, simple lyrics that anyone could interpret however they wanted to. And then when Lindsay sent me the lyrics, I asked the logical follow-up question. I was like, what are they about? So Lindsay.
At the end of the street where I live, there's a store. And in that store, they sell a really delicious vegan cold cut sandwich. And when I get to go have that, it's a really big deal for me. And I strap Bagel up in her little harness and we go, and it's sandwich day. And we walk down and there's a jaunt, you know, a real pep in our step. And so then that's what the song's about. It's about walking to go get a sandwich.
I mean, the lyrics, now that you like, they're locking the door, but I know I'll be back. I have places to go, gotta find what I lack.
Lacking a sandwich.
Yeah. Wherever I go, I won't be alone.
Because Bagel's with me.
Yeah.
On my sandwich journey.
The path isn't long. You'll get what you need.
A sandwich.
We know what you want. Just tell us your dreams.
That's what they say at the place.
Yeah. You and me now, we walk the same way. That's you and Bagel.
Bagel and I, we're both going together.
It's obvious now today is our day because...
I'm getting a sandwich.
Yeah. Wherever I go, I won't be alone.
Bagel.
Yeah. And then sandwich.
And that's the song. Yeah. It's the sandwich song. So that's where that was the inspiration for that one. Thanks, Bagel.
Question. Anyone in the audience feel inspired to say anything? Any questions?
Comments, concerns?
It's like a Quaker meeting. Oh,
Day.
Yes. Will you come up and share? Oh, yeah. So our friend Day Levine, Deidre Levine, she personally runs Los Angeles Airport.
But also, you know, is a very prominent member of our word game group.
Yeah.
Always has the most amazing scores. And I'm like, how did Day do that?
So I really enjoyed these lyrics. Oh.
Thanks, Day.
Thanks. And I had a different but very similar thought as to where they came from. Okay, so I thought it was about you and Bagel running errands. And getting
close.
Very close.
Yep. Very close.
But I thought also I layered on that some creepy guy was following you.
Ooh,
so that we're never alone.
Yeah. Oh.
That was so, I was close, but not.
I mean, to be fair, there is a good chance that some creepy guy probably
was
following you.
It's LA.
It does happen.
It's
we
LA.
Live in Hollywood.
To everyone. Yeah. To anyone.
Creepy
so
guys.
I just wanted to share that. That was my theory for the lyrics.
It was
Maybe
really
other
close.
People have theories for the lyrics. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. Keep up the good word game work.
We'll see you tomorrow morning on... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we think we're approaching the time where we want to reveal the prizes that you made?
Yeah. So I brought some prizes that are things that I really care about, these things. One of them more than, you know, one I put a lot of energy into. Well, two I put a lot of energy into, and one was very hard for me to part with. So
let's take our... microphones and walk over to the prize table.
Okay, great.
Okay. You guys ready? I know that you just can't stand the anticipation to find out what's under the prize blanket, right?
Yeah!
Okay, and this is also, so Lindsay and I work together, we're best friends, but sometimes I don't fully understand in the best possible way how her brain works. And especially with one of the prizes... We were talking today, and I was like, so Lindsay, what are we going to give for prizes? And this one just, it made me be filled with baffled appreciation for you. So I was thinking like, okay, we'll go get some funny prizes. And Lindsay was like, oh, I've gone into my backyard, and I've picked lemons, and I am drawing faces on them like the cast from Everyone Loves Raymond.
Everybody Loves Raymond, yes.
So
this is the cast of Everybody Loves Raymond as Lemons.
Yeah.
That's Bradley Garrett, you know, that's Ray. This is obviously Patricia Heaton, you know, and the dad and the mom. So somebody's going to win these Everybody Loves Raymond Lemons.
And so from my perspective, I wonder, like I sometimes think of myself as being creatively inclined. It would not dawn on me to go pick giant lemons and with a Sharpie draw the faces of the cast of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Since I've come to have a backyard with a lemon tree in it, it's really been beckoning me to do this. So I'm really...
And specifically
really...
Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just have that energy of that show. I mean, look at this lemon. Who is this if not Bradley Garrett? Look how big that is. I mean, it's him.
So here's also your creativity, which I'm in awe of and sort of confused by in the best possible way. You had a brief career for about one day as a ceramics person.
Yeah.
And you made fingers.
Well, yeah, I was really into finger art for about a month in 2017. So that's a finger necklace. It's two fingers, really. And then I do have two finger earrings here. So,
yep.
Just finger, a whole finger set.
And then back here, the more practical.
It's a mom time gift set.
Bubble bath.
Yeah, and it also, you know, bath bombs, some sort of foaming, oh, a foaming sugar scrub.
There's also a pair of fuzzy slippers.
Mm-hmm. They're small.
A very, look at this glamorous bathrobe.
Mmm, it screams luxury. But there's one more thing, which is a pop socket for the back of your phone that says, not today, Menti B.
Menti B being short for mental breakdown.
So, okay, so before we, well, before, there's a couple things that need to happen before we disco our way out of this. Wig.
Well, the first question, so I'm a bald person, and as a bald person, as our friend Bick Nock can attest to, sometimes I will wear a terrible, terrible wig. Some people wear wigs in the interest of looking good. You have all the photos of me wearing the worst possible, like old lady wigs, long, flowing, blonde 80s hair metal wigs, like just so many wigs. And they're all... Okay, so Bagel has made her choice. Right now, Bagel has decided that one of the wigs is her mortal enemy slash mate. I really feel like we might just want to take a minute and just watch Bagel and the wig. Bagel, what are you doing? Bagel, what are you doing with the wig? What are you doing with that wig?
Wow, what is that wig? Do you want to show everyone the wig?
Do you want to show the wig? So that was the first question.
Should Moby wear a wig?
And so the first is, should I not wear a wig? And if your answer is, should I not wear a wig, please applause.
That's what I thought.
Wow. Okay, one more time. I'm sorry, maybe you didn't hear me. Maybe my microphone is broken. Option one, should I not wear a wig? Okay. Option two, should I wear a wig?
Yeah. Okay. Everyone wants the wig.
Then the question is, Bagel, can I have that? Can I have, the question is, which wig? Bagel, should I wear the Buddy the Elf wig? It kind of makes me look like Simple Jack from Tropic Thunder.
Beautiful. Wow. That looks like a very expensive wig that you must have spent a lot of money on. Wow. It really fits. It's almost like it's grew out of your head.
I brought sunglasses for the disco song. What do you
good.
Think?
You should put them on.
Okay.
So before we do our disco song, I just have to say thank you. First of all, to everyone that came out, because it's really fun that y'all are here.
Applause.
Yeah, applause for yourself. You did a really good job. And I also want to say thank you to Moby for letting Bagel eat his wigs. Thank you to our performers. Thanks to Shani Rose and Natalie Holmes and Frida Minguez and Darren Murphy and Laura Dawn, who did such an amazing job. I mean, we didn't know what to expect, and that was really good. Just good. So good.
The performances were great.
I was blown away.
Like, thank you guys.
In a real way.
Yeah, because we had no idea. There was really no rehearsal or anything.
No. So, for anyone, clearly.
Yeah, thank you for bringing your inspired creativity and talent. It was beautiful.
Yes. So, so good. So thanks, guys, for putting the energy in and showing up and playing with us. I also want to say thank you to some people that helped us out today. To Mike Romansky, who's doing the cameras, and to Irene Jill Ramon, who's also on cameras, and to Jonathan Nezvadba, who's doing sound and also will be editing this. And thanks to Molly Merkel, who is helping us out with all of the things today. So thanks for that, guys.
And now... So what should we, for this song, you should hold Bagel, right?
Yeah. Well, because I really do want to encourage you to, you can dance where you are. You can not dance at all or come up here with us.
Can I appreciate in the sort of like NPR inspired spirit of like tolerance and inclusion, you say like you can dance or not dance, but the truth is no, you have to dance.
Even this just a little bit.
This is a room of complete abject intolerance. If you choose not to dance, you've basically, you've given up on joy and life, which is fine, but then
It's up to you. It's personal preference.
It's not. It's not up to you in the slightest. Like, we're locking the doors and you have to dance.
Great.
Because says spontaneous joy like being forced to dance when cameras are rolling, right?
Dance, damn it.
Okay. So is everyone ready for a little disco part? You can come up on stage too.
Yeah, there it is.
Long, you'll get what you need. You know what you want.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for a wonderful night. Hopefully this was as much fun for you guys as it was for us.
Yay!
Thanks.